Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Monday, November 20th. Last week, we welcomed the Seven Sisters, or the Pleiades, into the evening skies with an introduction to finding them and some of their basic characteristics, appearing as a dim patch of stars, though somewhat better viewed when looking slightly away from them. Little has changed on that account, only that they are rising a few minutes earlier each night, shifting them higher into the eastern skies, due east this week near 7:15 or so, at which point the red star Aldebaran has risen higher above the horizon, below the sisters, at one quarter the way up from the horizon. We also added a scientific component to their description as a cluster of stars. Star clusters have become a significant feature in the cosmos, revealing much about the formation of stars and helping to solve part of the puzzle of the age of stars and the greater universe. This invites a more detailed exploration of the nature of this fascinating group. After all, how would a visually diminutive collection of stars lead astronomers on a rich path of discovery? We start with their name, the Sisters. As a star cluster, they form from the same parent material. They really are sisters, of a sort. More celestial secrets of the Seven Sisters this week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.